We are just about 2 weeks out from primary election day, so that means today early voting begins. If you live in Ada County, you can cast your ballot beginning today. How does early voting work? Will food truck voting still happen? And is early voting the same as absentee voting? Phil McGrain, Chief Deputy of the Ada County Clerk's Office, is joining me live in studio to get us updated on all of those questions. Phil, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Gemma.
Let's start with early voting beginning today. How exactly does that work for folks who may have never done this before?
Well, we want to encourage everybody first off to vote. You guys have been talking about all the campaigns, everything mm-hmm. that's going on in Idaho politics. This is the chance to weigh in. And early voting is where we've really seen a big expansion in terms of the opportunity to vote here throughout the state. So at any of the early voting locations, so this is true here as well as in Canyon County, voters can show up and vote right there. So it doesn't matter if you work downtown Boise, even though you live out in CUNA or you live in Meridian, stop in at Boise City Hall and you can vote there and vote on your own convenience rather than just waiting for during the middle of the workday on election day.
And is the only location at City Hall right now?
No. So in Ada County, we have multiple locations. So we have early voting going on at Boise City Hall, at the elections office off Benjamin near the mall, as well as Meridian City Hall. Those are our three permanent locations.
Okay.
And then as you alluded to a little bit, we've also got our mobile food truck going around and doing mobile voting all throughout the other parts of the valley. And it rotates every day to a new location.
And is early voting, does it start around the entire state today, or is this something that is just in the Treasure Valley?
It's kind of unique. It's hit or miss. Really, it's dependent on each of the county clerks on determining how they do it. And it really, geography plays a big role, right? So certain communities, mm-hmm. it's really difficult to reach everyone. Where here, where we have the population density, it works really well for us to provide those opportunities because we know people work and live in different locations. Election day voting, you have to go vote where you live. That's true everywhere. And it has to do just kind of the historical logistics of getting okay. ballots to people. Early voting is a relatively new opportunity with the technology we have in place to allow anyone. So it doesn't matter where you come from in Ada County. You can stop at one of these locations and make sure to cast your ballot.
So then we have absentee voting. And I would assume that this might be helpful if you do live somewhere more remote. But there are some caveats with this, correct, on when you can get a ballot?
That's correct. So we're kind of in this transition. So we've been mailing absentee ballots out for a while now, and anybody can request one of those. One thing your listeners may not know is you have to write a written request to get an absentee ballot mailed to you. The forms are easily available online. But then what we do is we mail it to you, and then you mail it back. And that process, just because the length of transaction between mm-hmm. us mailing it and you mailing it back, the deadline for that is this Friday on the 4th. So Friday at 5 p.m. on the 4th is the last day to request an absentee ballot, and that's just to ensure there's enough time for the Postal Service to get it back and forth.
To actually get your ballot where it needs to be.
Yeah, the deadline for us to get those back, so if somebody has one, is election day at 8 p.m. So when the polls close, that's the end of voting. It doesn't matter what form it's in.
And how does that work if, let's say, English is their second language? Is there something online for folks like that who still want to vote, maybe get that absentee ballot?
There's some materials. The Secretary of State's office has materials in both English and in Spanish. There's actually only one county in the state of Idaho right now that provides a Spanish ballot, though. So the federal government monitors at what point the population is sufficient to do that. And in Lincoln County, so far, is the only one that provides a Spanish ballot.
How about same-day registration? Because we can still do that in Idaho, correct?
Yes. So if you're listening, we're talking about the debates and someone's inspired and feels mm-hmm. fired up, say they're not registered or they moved, you can still do that. You can still both pick your party affiliation if you're not already affiliated with a party, as well as register on election day and vote that day. All you need to do is show up with your photo ID and a proof of residence, so like a utility bill mm-hmm. or insurance from your car, and that'll get you registered so that you can make sure to weigh in on these races.
And that seems to always be the biggest thing, is people aren't sure what to bring in for identification. But it is those two pieces of ID, because they will send you away if you don't have that.
That's true. We try to do our best to coach people to make sure they have something. But typically your driver's license, if it's current, that's all you need. It's only if the address on your driver's license isn't current, then you need something else to help prove where you live.
And how about polling places? Because you said that so right now, you can vote, go down to City Hall, doesn't matter where you live. But on election day, you have to vote at your polling location.
That's correct. So that means a lot of different things. You have to go to your local precinct to vote. So it's most likely really close to where you live. And we want everyone to look up to double check where they vote for this election, just because we've all read or heard about how the population keeps increasing around here. So we've been adding precincts. We're up to 150 precincts just in Ada County. And so that addition has required us to move some places where people vote. So we encourage everyone to go on, look up their polling place before they head there to make sure it's as convenient as possible and you go to the right location. Don't just pull into the nearest vote here sign. Make sure you know where you're headed.
Don't do what I did last election where I went to my old location not knowing that it changed. And then turned around, and they were kind enough to tell me where it was, but it changes that quickly sometimes.
Yeah, we want it to be as convenient as possible, and I really want to encourage everyone to look at options like early voting, because we know just because of the convenience, because it's in the middle of the day on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. right, most people will vote after 5 o'clock. So more than 50% of the people who vote will be voting between the hour of 5 and 8 p.m.
on election day.
So if you want to avoid that hassle, a great opportunity to just stop into one of the early voting sites.
We're talking with Phil McCrane. He is the chief deputy at the Ada County Clerk's Office. If you have any questions or comments about voting, you can always contact us. You can do that with email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can tweet us, KBSX915, use the hashtag IdahoMatters, or on Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. Phil, we alluded to this a little bit earlier in the interview, but food truck voting. I don't want to assume that everyone knows what we're talking about when we use that term. Can you explain what that is? Because this is unique to Idaho, or it was, because you created this.
Yeah, it is something really unique that we've launched. So right before the presidential election, we rolled out our mobile voting unit. And we call it food truck voting because it really looks like, it looks like a concessions trailer mm-hmm. that you'd walk up to the windows when they're flipped open. And that's where you just go vote. And so it's early voting. We provide it throughout the area. What it does is it allows, so the permanent locations like City Hall don't meet everyone's needs. It's still far enough. So for communities like Star, Cuna, Eagle, we take the food truck out there. We can't have a permanent facility just due to the cost. Mm. So we drive out there. We park in front of City Hall, for example, and just allow people to vote. There's a giant vote here sign. It's very colorful and very flashy, much like a food truck.
Right.
And it's a really neat concept to allow people to make sure they get an opportunity to cast their ballot. In Star in particular, it's been very popular every time we've pulled out. We just pull up on State Street out there. And people see the booth, and so they stop in and they vote, and which is exactly what we wanted.
Now, how do you pick the locations?
So it's interesting. We actually map out every single registered voter in Ada County. We map them out, and then we look at the radius from each of our early voting sites. Huh. So our permanent sites, we map how many voters we're reaching in those. And we try to keep it in about a 4-mile range from any of the locations.
Okay.
And then we look at our underserved areas. So Star being a great example, it's way out there. We don't want someone who lives and works in Star to have to drive into Boise to vote.
Because the likelihood is they won't.
Exactly. And the whole idea is convenience, right? And creating opportunity. We don't want anyone to have the excuse that they're too busy or they didn't have a chance to vote mm-hmm. To be the reason. You know, the comments you guys were discussing in the earlier segment about Michael Snyder not voting because he was traveling, it's like we work really hard to make sure there's a lot of opportunities. So even if you're traveling on election day, you still have an opportunity to weigh in.
And have you seen an increase in voter turnout since you've done the food truck voting?
Yeah, so we've really put a lot of emphasis on making sure there's more opportunities, especially through early voting. So not just the food truck, but also the addition of additional sites. Mm-hmm. When we compare the 2012 presidential election to the 2016 presidential election, where we rolled a lot of this out, we saw over a 200% increase in early voting. So we went from about 20,000 to 47,000 people. Who voted. About 28% of that increase you can attribute to just food truck voting and reaching people in some of these smaller areas.
How about security with food truck voting? I think some people might be a little concerned about that. I mean, it's mobile, so you might think that it's not safe and secure as if you were to go to an actual brick and mortar location.
Sure. One of the misnomers, so early voting, whether it's in the food truck or otherwise, is actually the most secure form of voting that we have. We have a lot of tools in place to prevent fraud and to protect things, but it happens in real time through our early voting locations. So it actually provides, in that instance, so in 2016, we voted right at Bannock and Main Street, or Bannock and 8th Street, as well as City Hall. They're two blocks from each other. both locations knew that you voted the second you voted. It didn't matter. You could try to walk those two blocks. They already knew what was going on. So rather than try to catch things in after the fact, we were able to ensure the security right then and there because early voting has so many tools in place.
And how long does early voting go for?
So it started this morning at 8 a.m. It'll be 8 to 5 every day up till the Friday before the election, which is the 11th. And you can do that at any of those locations. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the mobile voting unit. All those locations can be found on our website online.
And when you say every day, does that include Saturday and Sunday with early voting?
Good question. So it's Monday through Friday for 8 to 5 at the three permanent locations. It's also 8 to 5 this coming Saturday.
Okay, so there is a weekend.
Yep.
Do you see more turnout when you add a weekend?
We don't see as much, but we know there's a portion of the population that benefits from voting on the weekend. So we see turnout, but we'll see majority of it during the weekday is where we see the biggest spike. And we'll see one of the things, if you're going to take advantage of early voting, you might as well do it now. I can assure you there's no lines today, but the last day of early voting is when everyone shows up and there's often a bigger line on the last day of early voting than there ever would be on election day.
So go do it today.
Yep.
Phil, thank you so much. We've been talking with Phil McCrane, Chief Deputy at the Ada County Clerk's Office. Thanks again.
Thank you.